creation. 16 years ago, I did a topical study on God's hands, and I found 71 verses. I won't be able to share all 71, but stick with me and you will be blessed. I will do 4 more talks on God's hands throughout this next month because I want to share more with you than I could fit into 5 or 6 minutes. God's Word has many references to God's hands, His protective hand, His gracious hands, His powerful and strong hands, His heavy hand, and so on. Remember the chorus, He's got the whole world in His hands? That's what we're talking about today, God's hands in creation. Isaiah describes God's power to create in chapter 40, in verse 12 to 13. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, or with the breadth of His hand marked off the heavens? The Lord is speaking in Isaiah 45, 12, and says, It is I who made the earth and created mankind on it. My own hands stretched out the heavens. I marshaled their starry hosts. Later on, in Isaiah 48, 13, the Lord speaking, My own hand laid the foundations of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I summon them, they all stand up together. What an awesome God, creator of the universe, to think that we can have a relationship with Him. The words of Psalm 8 express what I am feeling. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings, that you care for them. The Creator God cares for us. We are His most valuable creation. We all have great worth because we have the stamp of our Creator. When we look at the vast expanse of creation, do you ever wonder why God would care for people that constantly disappoint Him? I like the King James Version of verse 4, when it says, What is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that thou visitest him? I don't have a commentary on the King James Version, but I would like to comment. God, who are we that you cared so much for us that you sent Jesus to visit us and become like us in order to save us from our sin? In Psalm 102, 25 to 26, we read, In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing, you will change them, and they will be discarded. In Hebrews 1, 10 to 12, these verses from Psalms are repeated, encouraging the believers of that time that He, God, is changeless, even though the world around them is changing. He tells us in Matthew 24, 25, Heaven and earth may pass away, but my words will not pass away. And He told us while on earth that He was going to prepare a place for us to be with Him for all eternity. His hands are still at work, creating a place for us. Heavenly Father, our powerful Creator, Lord our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We humbly bow before you in great awe when we consider the heavens and the earth that you created with your hands. Our hearts are full of thanksgiving, for you remain the same, and your years will never end. And though the earth and the heavens perish, you have prepared a place in heaven for all who believe in what Jesus did for us on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for visiting us and taking the penalty for the sins of the whole world.